And good evening from the Rosen-Verdorn Athletic Complex on the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for basketball between the Door College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. The Morningside Mustang women come into tonight's contest, number 9 in the country, 10-6 overall, 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've had a relatively sluggish start, but they have rebounded nicely, and they are in the top 10 in the country. For the Door College Defender women, they are 8-8 overall, 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They started the year 6-2. In their last 8 outings, they are 2-6. That all adds up to an 8-8 mark at this point. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the second row of the bleachers behind the scorer's table here at the Rosen-Verdorn Sports Complex. I still have a hard time not calling it Alley Gym. The Door College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs going through their warm-up paces right now, and if all holds true, we will get started just a shade before 6 o'clock. I had the opportunity earlier to visit with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams, and here's what the coach had to say. Let's talk with Coach Craig Steensma as the Door College Defenders get set to take on the Morningside Mustangs. Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Coach, playing a team this evening, bit of a slow start by Morningside standards, but as of late have really established themselves as a top three or four team of the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Right, they have. They've been on a good run lately, and they've won a lot of games. Their post players are playing really well, and you know, I think they're in the new ratings, they're ninth in the country. You know, they're very deserving of that. They move the ball well. They play really good defense. They're one of the best defensive teams in the GPAC, and they really, really get after it on the boards. So they will be a handful for us tonight, Mike.
Tell me about how you slow this Morningside team down.
Well, we have to handle the ball. I think we have to take care of the ball really well, because if you don't, they get in transition and they get layups and they get press and they get energy from that. So they really feed off of layups. And so I think for us, we can't give that up. We have to handle the ball really well so that we get shots, so that we can set up our defense, and you know, then it will be a fair fight.
The earmarks of a Morningside team in previous seasons has been they've shot the three-pointer exceptionally well. It doesn't appear by the numbers that they're doing that as much, but it does appear that your post defense is going to have to be extremely good today.
Yes, their post players are excellent, and you know, they play them together some of the time, but they do shoot it, but they're, you know, even better inside. So I guess their focus is to get the ball inside to Jessica Teets and Ashlyn Mule, and those are two really good, really, really athletic post players. So
how'd your team bounce back from Concordia on Saturday?
Good practice Monday, good practice Tuesday. Understanding that there was probably only one reason we got beat, and that would be rebounding. All of the other things we did pretty well, and all the other numbers are pretty well. But a glaring weakness on the boards is something we have to correct.
Coach Craig Steensma talking about the Door College Defenders and their opponent this evening, the Morningside Mustangs. Let's take a closer look at this Morningside team. They're under head coach Jamie Sale. They've won 2 games in a row since the December 30 loss to Jamestown. Before that, the Mustangs had strung together 5 wins in a row from December 7th to December 17th. Morningside won 5 games in a row before dropping games to Concordia 90-82, Midland 68-64, and Northwestern 102-82. Those 3 losses to conference foes dropped the Mustangs to 6-3 at the time. The Morningside is 6-0 in games played here in Sioux City. Now, when I was setting the game up, I incorrectly gave you the Morningside men's record up to this point. They are 13-4 overall, 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That is the women's team. The Mustangs were number 9 in the NAI Division II women's basketball poll, released earlier this week, yesterday in fact. Morningside is just as potent as they've always been on offense, where they're averaging 85.2 points per game and allow 64.3 points per contest. It's just that they're doing it in a different manner from past seasons. The Mustangs hold a 46-39.5 rebounding edge. They have shored that up. Previous seasons, they were not a strong rebounding team or as strong as other facets of their game. They force over 26 turnovers per contest. Mustangs are converting 42.5% of the shots they take. They've not shot the three-point shot exceptionally well, as alluded to in our pregame interview. They're at 26.7% success so far this season. Because of that, they have not shot the three-pointer as much this year either. Ashlyn Mule is scoring 12.1 points per game with an 8.6 rebounds per game average. Leanne Osten is the only other player in double figures with a 10.6 average. She is tops on the team with 55 assists in 17 games played. Allison Bachman and Lexi Ackerman score 9.5 and 8.9 points per game respectively. Jessica Teets is the only other player in averaging 8 points or better with an 8.0 average, and her rebounding average is 5.7. 12 players have played in 14 or more games so far this season for Morningside. For the Defenders, they're 8-8. They're averaging 70.4 points per game. They allow 71.4 points per outing. Dort's been out-rebounded 38.1 to 39.8 through 16 games. They've converted 40.9% of the field goals they take, while the opponents are making 38%. Kara Van Dyke leads the active players with a 12.3 points per game average, and she is also averaging 7.8 rebounds per game. Jamie Cook is scoring 11.8 points per game and has a 6.2 rebounding average in 11 games played. Kayla Brookhuis is scoring 11.5 points per game since joining the team at the conclusion of the volleyball season. Brookhuis is converting 59.1% of her three-point tries and 60.5% of her total field goal attempts. Danelle Bowen is scoring 7.4 points per game and has made 27 three-point shots. Dort's leading scorer, Elise Marish, is currently out of action with an injury. Marish was averaging 16.2 points and 4.2 rebounds through 13 games when she was sidelined. Morningside women were 92-81 winners over Briarcliff on Saturday in their most recent outing. They were tied 44-44 at halftime. Morningside got 16 points from Michaela Augustine as she appeared in a reserve role and hit 4 of 11 three-point attempts. Dort women lost to Concordia 81-63. More on that in just a moment. Let's pause for our national anthem. Continuing on then with those most recent outings, the Morningside women, 92-81 winners over Briarcliff. Dort College lost to Concordia 81-63 Saturday, trailed 44-29 at halftime. Dort had a tough time holding its own on the boards with a 51-27 rebounding deficit that they had to overcome. They converted 21 of 55 field goals. Concordia was 30 of 64. Dort College was paced by Kayla Brookhuis with 21 points and 4 rebounds. Danelle Bone, Kara Van Dyke, Michael Halst, and Jamie Cook all had 8 points in that loss. Morningside leads this women's series 42-11. Morningside swept the two meetings last year, 91-42. They won on January 23rd. Mustangs were led by Bobby McManaman with 21 points. Dort was led by Kara Van Dyke's 14. Kayla Brookhuis added 7. Teams also met on December 12th. Mustangs held on to win 64-62. Dort's Brianna Spronz scored 16. Kayla Brookhuis had 13. Last win for Dort College in the series, December the 5th, 2009. Amber Soetsma, 23, Kate DeMay, 19, with 6 assists in that win. Starting lineups then for tonight's contest. Let's begin with Morningside. They will start number 2, Lexi Ackerman, a 5'10 freshman from Rock Rapids, Iowa, averaging 8.9 points per game. Number 15 is Leanne Osten, a 5'6 senior from Columbus, Nebraska, averaging 10.6 points per outing. Number 21 is Jessica Teets, a 6'2 senior from Bancroft, Nebraska, averaging 8 points per contest. Number 33 is Allison Bachman. Bachman is a 5'9 sophomore from Fremont, Nebraska, averaging 9.5 points per game. And Ashlyn Mule is a 6'2 senior, a sophomore that is, from Minneota, Minnesota, averaging 12.1 points per outing. For the Dort College defenders, it'll be number 5, Kayla Brookhuis, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.5 points per game. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelhaas, a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 4.6 points per contest. Number 15, Stanell Bowen, a 5'7 senior from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 7.4 points per game. And it appears we may have had a change in our starting lineup. As I double-check things, no, we have not. Jessica Jelsma, where's number 23? She's a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 4.4 points per game. And number 31 is Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota, averaging 12.3 points per game. She wears number 31. Again, for North College, it'll be Brookhouse, Skelhaus, Bone, Jelsma, and Van Dyke. For the Morningside Mustangs, it'll be Ackerman, Osten, Teets, Bachman, and Mule. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the start of today's basketball game right after this.
God is an artist, and you're made in His image. We worship a God who delights in the creativity and artistry of the humans He created. And that's why the arts are so important at Dort College. If you're an artist, musician, or actor, Dort has a place for you where you can use your talents to glorify our creative God. You can find your place in the studio, in the concert hall, and on the stage. And most of all, you'll find your place in God's world. I'm Choral Director Benjamin Cornelis, and you can find out more at dort.edu.
Set to jump it up, the Dort College defenders in Morningside Mustangs. Tip controlled by Jessica Teets for Morningside, and the Mustangs have the first possession. Pass it down low to Teets. Teets, turnaround jumper, left hand, no good on the baseline. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. She brings it into the front court. Jelsma passes right side over to Brookhouse. Brookhouse lets fly with a three and count it. Kayla Brookhouse with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score, quickly back the other way. Driving in for the layup is Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman with the two-point shot. She's fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. So Ackerman gets the shot down. And Ackerman, a 72% free throw shooter from Rock Rapids, Iowa, prepped at Central Lyon, helped the Lions to a state championship last season. Makes the free throw. She's got 3 points, and we're tied up at 3-3. Just underway with today's basketball game. With it in the backcourt is Skelhaus. Skelhaus passes it, comes back over to Jasmine, gives it up Brookhouse. Brookhouse, Jelsma. Jelsma swing past Bone. Bone, three-pointer on the way, no good, off the mark. Rebound tapped and controlled by Mull. Mule with the basketball. She gives it up to Osten. Osten with it up front. Osten passes left side over to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball, comes back right side, Osten. Osten's pass down low to Mule. Mule unable to control it. Tapping it away, coming over the top was Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College, Jelsma. Jelsma gets the pass over to Bone. Bone with it, gives it up right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookhouse. Brookhouse, cross-court pass intended for Bone. It's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball, throwing it in will be Danelle Bone. Bone with it, and she gets it inbounded to Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it up to Bone. Bone looking cross-court, instead goes to Jelsma. Jelsma, spin move into the lane. Her short jumper off the glass, good. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have a 5-3 lead. Morningside basketball. They pass it across the timeline to Osten. Osten picks up her dribble. She passes over to Ackerman. Ackerman on the right wing. Lob pass over the top to Teets. Teets dribbles it off of a Dort defender's foot on the help defense. That was Jessica Jelsma. And the ball is tapped out of bounds off of the foot. It'll be Morningside basketball. Throwing it in is Ackerman. Ackerman throws over the top, finds Osten. Osten with it. Osten goes into the corner to Bachman. Bachman, three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Mule. Mule back over to Bachman. Bachman, another three. That time she measures it out and knocks it down. Bachman makes the three. Morningside has their first lead of the ballgame at 6-5. With it, Jelsma. Jelsma comes over to Brookhouse. Brookhouse into traffic, her shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound tracked down by Brookhouse, fires it up for Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, and she's going to be called for traveling. Van Dyke unable to put the ball on the deck quickly enough, gets called for the travel violation. It will be Morningside basketball. Lexi Ackerman takes it up for the Mustangs. Ackerman with the right hand, passes cross-court, diagonal pass to Bachman. Bachman gives it up, Teets. Teets basket, good. Jessica Teets with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 8-5. Into the front court with the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma at the free throw line. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it into the corner, Brookice. Brookice three, short, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Tries to save it off of a Morningside player. Coming away with it, the Mustangs and Osten. Osten gives it up. Shot no good. Rebound tip taken by Mule. Mule kicks it out. Bachman. Bachman mid-range jumper from 12 feet is good. Bachman with 5 points, and the Mustangs lead it 10-5, and we have a travel in the backcourt called against Skelhaus. Michael Holst will check into the ballgame for Dort College. Checking out, Jessica Jelsma. Also checking in for the Mustangs is Colleen Anderson. Anderson checks in for Teets. Lexi Ackerman has the basketball. She passes it over to Osten. Osten with it. Osten comes back out front. Bachman. Bachman with the basketball. Bachman. They pass it left side over to Ackerman. Ackerman, cross-court pass. Gives it up to Bachman. Bachman underneath. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gets it away. Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor. Jasmine picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Gives it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down on the baseline. Comes back outside for Bone. Bone dumps it underneath Holst. Holst fires it outside Skelhaus. Skelhaus jumper short, no good. Rebound taken away by Bone. Bone shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throws on the way for Donnell Bone. That foul is called on Morningside's Colleen Anderson. Anderson whistled for foul number one. Free throw on the way for Bone is up and down. She's got another one coming. Trims the lead down to 10-6. 10-6 our score. Another free throw on the way for Donnell Bone. 16:29 left to play, first half. Second free throw is up and good for Bone. So Bone makes them both, 7.4 points per game average. And the Dort College defenders trail at 10-7. Long pass into the front court is tapped away by Holst. It's picked off by Emily Newman. Here comes Dort College. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice with it up front. She passes right side. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble. Kim with the basketball. Kim back out front. Bone. Bone sets, fires three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Ashlyn Mule. Mule with the basketball. Up the floor quickly. Osten. Osten into the lane, and we have a foul called before the shot. It's going to go on the Dort College defenders. This foul's going to go on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the personal foul. Throwing the ball in will be Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman gets it into Mule. Mule back outside. Osten. Osten. Shot. Good. A three-point basket. Morningside off to a 13-7 advantage. Pass middle of the floor to Micah Holst. Holst gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Nothing there. Tries to pass it over the top. Intended for Micah Holst. It's taken away by the Mustangs. Osten with it. Osten out front. To Colleen Anderson. Anderson back to Osten. Osten shakes right. Instead passes it inside. And we have a 3 seconds in the lane violation called against the Mustangs and Colleen Anderson. Anderson whistled for 3 seconds in the lane. Two new players checking in for the Mustangs. Sarah Haywood into the game. Also into the game, Lacey Lehman. Right side pass over to Bone. Bone gives it to Newman. Newman to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz takes it across the timeline. Coming back the other way. Morningside quickly. This is Sarah Haywood with it. Haywood passes to Lacey Lehman. Lehman to the free throw line. Shot is blocked by Michael Holst. Outlet pass. Cruz tracking after it. Picked up by Bone. Blount with it. Well, Craig Steensma voicing his disapproval of that call as they called Blount for over and back, and I didn't think that Robin Blount had established all 3 points across the timeline. I thought she was actually straddling the timeline when she got that loose basketball. Morningside has the basketball, though, after the turnover. Osten lets fly with another three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Holst. Holst gives it away to Kim Cruz. Cruz left side over to Blount. Blount with the basketball. Blount comes over to Chapman. Abby Chapman down low. Holst. Holst puts it off of the glass. No good. Rebound fought for, and we have a pushing foul called on the rebound. Ball's going to go on Micah Hulst, and that's foul number one on Hulst, the 6'3 sophomore from Byron Center, Michigan, for the defenders. 14:33 left to play here in the first half. Morningside with a 13-7 advantage. Mustangs have it. Bringing it up is Haywood. Haywood passes to Osten. Osten with the basketball. Comes back to Haywood. Haywood gives it up. Outside. Three on the way. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball to Cruz. Cruz, long pass into the front court. Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Puts it on the deck twice. She's down in the right corner beyond the three-point line. Has to try and give it away, and she does. To the wrong team, though. Morningside coming away with it. Osten. Osten driving. Right-handed layup. No good. Rebound. Haywood. And she is fouled on the play. Beg your pardon. That's Lehman. Lehman is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 13:58 left to play in the first half. Morningside out to a 13-7 advantage. Lehman, a 66% free throw shooter, will step to the charity stripe with her team leading 13-7. Make it 14-7. 14-7 our score. Hulst and Newman check out of the contest. Lehman, another free throw coming. And this one's up and down. Lehman with 2 points. And the North College defenders trail it 15-7. Kim Cruz with the basketball. She has it swiped away. Cruz comes up with it. Gets it back over to Jamie Cook. Cook with the right hand. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz down low to Blunt. Blunt back outside. Cruz has it on the left wing. Cruz trying to penetrate. Stops on the baseline. Comes back over to Cook. Cook with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Puts it up. And we have a foul called on the rebound. And the Morningside Mustangs are called for a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Jordan Wallenberg. Wallenberg picks up her first personal. Kim Cruz checks out of the contest. Jasmine Skelhaus checks in. Throwing it in is Abby Chapman. Chapman gives it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side Blunt. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the elbow. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the wing. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Reverses Blunt. Blunt driving in. Puts it up with the left hand and it's blocked. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Mustangs have the basketball. Bringing it up is Haywood. Haywood gives it off to Lehman. Lehman with the basketball. Lehman gives it up high post to Jordan Wallenberg. Wallenberg's pass into the lane and the turnaround by Teets is stripped on the way up. Out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Pass goes into the corner. Three-pointer up, no good. Weak side rebound tapped out and controlled by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus with it across the timeline. She's got it at the free throw line. Left elbow back over to Blunt. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman thinks about the long two. Instead gives it off to Cook. Cook's shot hangs on the rim. Won't fall down. And the rebound is cleared by the Mustangs. Mustangs with the basketball. Mustangs have it. They pass left side over to Lehman. Lehman gets the return pass. 20 to shoot for the Mustangs. 12:29 on the game clock. Driving into the lane. Nothing there. Wallenberg picks it up. Wallenberg back over to Haywood. Haywood back to Osten. 10 seconds on the shot clock. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be North College basketball. Points tough to come by right now for the defenders. They trail at 15-7. Inbounding the basketball will be Van Dyke for the defenders. Van Dyke gets it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus takes it across the timeline. Skelhaus comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into Cook, and Cook can't handle it. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Dort College having trouble with turnovers here this evening. Mustangs have it. In the backcourt with the basketball is Wallenberg. Wallenberg at half court. She comes back over to Lehman. Lehman, swing pass over the top to Augustine. Michaela Augustine, shot no good. Weak side rebound, though, taken down by Wallenberg. Wallenberg down on the block, and she's tied up on the play. Kayla Burkeis digging down, able to get the tie-up. And the North College defenders will have the basketball. Van Dyke gets it inbounded to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookice. Brookice pass over the top to Bone. Bone with it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drives, no good. Rebound taken by Cook. Cook right-handed hook in the lane, no good. Now we've got a pushing foul on the rebound against Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her first personal. Team foul number 4 on the Mustangs. I beg your pardon, on the defenders. 2 fouls on the Mustangs. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Well, hey, yes, you. I'm John Rivers, inviting you to join us this week for 20, The Countdown Magazine. We'll hear the 20 biggest songs in all of Christian music. Plus, the artist spotlight this week shines on Newsboys.
Truly letting go, and I think the great thing about that is it brings a freedom.
That and much more this week on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Listen to 20, The Countdown Magazine on Rock Solid KDCR 88.5, Saturday evenings at 8.
20, The Countdown Magazine.
Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by the Van Engelen Public Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Morningside basketball. Pass comes out front with it is Augustine. Augustine to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. She passes left side over to Augustine. Augustine to Schroeder. Schroeder's pass taken away by Brookice. Brookice driving in with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. 5 points for Brookice. And the defenders cut the lead down to 15-9. So even though Dort College has had difficulty scoring, they've been able to hold their own defensively as well, making it difficult for Dort College, for Morningside to score. Morningside on the other end, and they throw it away. It's last touch by Schroeder. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College for the basketball in the backcourt. They get it up to Brookice. Brookice near midcourt. Lofts it over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will take it across the timeline. And we've got a foul called on the Mustangs. Brian Ryken on the far side makes the call against Michaela Augustine. That's foul number 1 on Augustine. Our officials tonight, Brian Ryken, Brian Rump, and Jeremy Becker, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference for tonight's women's and men's basketball doubleheader. Pass comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookice. Brookice into the corner. Skelhaus. Skelhaus comes back over to Brookice. Brookice tries to dump it off to Van Dyke. It's deflected. It's loose and picked off by Ackerman now for Morningside. Morningside coming back the other way. Ackerman gets the trail pass. Instead, she goes right side now to Bachman, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Brookice, and I believe that's number 1 on her. Team foul number 6 on the defenders already, so the next foul on the Dort College defenders will send Morningside into the bonus. Morningside with the basketball. They pass over to Augustine. Augustine gives it up, and it's taken away by Dort College. Skelhaus over the top for Cook, and Cook can't hang on to it. Dort College's turnovers have to be approaching double digits already in this one. Dort College struggling with the turnovers, and that was a point of emphasis for Coach Craig Steensma that he talked about in our pregame interview, was taking care of the basketball. And the Morningside Mustangs have the basketball, and now a blocking foul called on Kayla Brookice. Brookice has just picked up her second personal foul. Team foul number 7, so 1-1 time for the Mustangs, and we might see Brookice checking out of the contest here. For the time being, she's still in. 1-1 for Ackerman. She's 1-for-1 tonight from the free throw line. Make it 2-for-2. She's got another one coming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second free throw is up and good for Ackerman. Ackerman with 5 points tonight, and the defenders trail it 17-9. 17-9 our score. A steal by Morningside on the ensuing play. Dort College had it momentarily. Morningside took it back. They miss a shot, though. And now the Dort College defenders are fouled in the backcourt. Foul's going to go on Leanne Osten. Osten picks up the personal. That's team foul number 4 on Morningside. Unofficially, the Dort College defenders with 9 turnovers at this point. 8 for the Morningside Mustangs. 17-9, Dort College trailing. 9:40 left to play, first half. Skelhaus with the basketball in the backcourt. Jasmine picks up her dribble. She goes right side over to Bone. Bone gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke looking. Kara gets it over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at the top of the key, right side Bone. Bone with it on the right elbow. Nothing there. Bone passes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Bone. And her pass is taken away. Coming up with it is Bachman. Bachman with a steal. The layup, it's good. Two-point basket for Bachman off the steal. And the defenders trail by 10, 19-9. Jessica Jelsma passes right side Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Chapman. Bounce pass inside Van Dyke. Down to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Swing pass over the top. Bone. Bone, three, got it. Three-point basket by Danelle Bone. A much-needed three-pointer for the defenders. And Dort College trails at 19-12. 8:49 and counting. Mustang basketball. Bone trying to reach into the passing lane. And Danelle has called for a foul in the backcourt. Trying to reach in and tap that pass intended for Ackerman away. Kim Cruz will check into the ballgame. Jasmine Skelhaus will check out. Free throws on the way for Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman, a 1-1 opportunity. Free throw on the way for Ackerman is up and through. Ackerman with 6 points tonight. Allison Bachman has 7 to lead Morningside, according to my count. Another free throw on the way for the freshman from Central Lyon. This one's up and good as well. Ackerman a perfect 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And the defenders trail 21-12. Pass across the timeline to Chapman. Chapman with it. Chapman at the center jump circle. She passes right side Bone. Bone over to Cruz. Cruz reverses Chapman. Chapman left wing. Chapman will try to penetrate the zone. Instead comes back over to Bone. Bone to Cruz. Cruz left side Jelsma. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz to Van Dyke. Van Dyke outside. Bone. Bone three. Good. Danelle Bone with 8 points. And the defenders trail 21-15. Long pass over the top. With it is Osten. Osten gathers herself. Her shot is good. Osten makes it an 8-point lead again for the Mustangs at 23-15, 8:05 remaining in the first half. Dragged the other way is Van Dyke. She splits the defense, and Kara Van Dyke with her first 2 points this evening. Dort College trails 23-17. Long pass into the front court with a basketball is Allison Bachman. Bachman comes back right side. 3-pointer answering is Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman with another three. She's got 11. I beg your pardon. She's got 10. And the team's trading buckets right now. Getting that basket is Chapman. Abby Chapman with a 2-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail at 26-19. Steal by the defenders. Here comes Bowen, a chance to cut into the 7-point advantage. Van Dyke thought about the elbow jumper. Instead comes back over to Bowen. Bowen, Chapman. Chapman, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, middle of the lane. Her shot off the heel, no good. Rebound fought for and tipped and controlled by Mule. Mule with the basketball. Mule gets it away to Ackerman. Ackerman's pass deflected. Picked up by Osten. Osten trapped in the corner. Comes back over to Ackerman. Ackerman's pass intended for Mule. Goes off of the rim. Out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball on the turnover. 6:59 left to play in the first half. Dort College on the floor right now with Chapman, Cruz, Newman, Jelsma, and Bone. So a small lineup for the defenders right now. They get it over to Bone. Bone with it in the right baseline. The right sideline, and a tie-up called. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Morningside basketball. Fast-moving first half of play. 6:51 left to go in this first half. Most of the turnovers have been the result of pass interceptions, so we haven't had a lot of stoppages in play. Left side pass, Haywood. Haywood down to the baseline, no good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma across the timeline. Jessica, free throw line jumper, puts it up, and she is fouled on the play by Sarah Haywood. Haywood whistled for the personal foul, and Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College trying to make it a 5-point ball game with a couple of made free throws here by Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma, a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, 67% free throw shooter, makes that one. Dort College 3-for-3 from the free throw line as a team, trailing 26-20 now. Another free throw on the way for the defenders and Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma's free throw is up and good. 26-21, Dort College is down 5. So Dort College has cut what was a 10-point lead down to 5. They've cut it in half, 26-21. Cruz is out of the ballgame. Skelhaas is back in. Coming in, up with it is Haywood. Haywood over to Mule. Mule with the basketball. Mule gives it up. Teets. Back over to Haywood. Haywood, lob pass. They look for the high-low, down low for Teets. Teets collapsed on defensively. They get it over to left side to Bachman. Bachman dishes inside. Her shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice playing with a couple of personal fouls. She takes it across the timeline, comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas goes high post Newman. Newman with the basketball, back over to Bone. Bone at the top of the key. She comes back right side Bone. Bone with the basketball on the right wing. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Hulst. Hulst, Brookice, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Mule on the baseline. Mule gives it up to Osten. Osten with the basketball. Osten back over to Mule. Mule with it. Left side Bachman. Bachman to Teets. Teets, head fake. Her turnaround on the left hand, no good. And now a rebound goes out of bounds off of the baseline. It'll be Morningside basketball. They say a Dort College defender touched it. Throwing the ball in for Morningside will be Haywood. Haywood tossing it in. And she gets it in over the top to Osten. Osten with the basketball. Osten gives it to Lehman. Lehman with the basketball. She passes over to Osten. Osten's pass tipped, and it is a jump ball. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it on the jump ball. 5:22 remaining in this first half. In the backcourt is Skelhaas. Skelhaas comes back over to Newman. Newman gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Brookice. Brookice to Newman. Newman with the basketball at the top of the key. She passes left wing. This is Brookice. Brookice, Skelhaas, swing pass right side over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas lets fly with a three. Missed it short. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Teets. Teets with the ball. Gives it up to Haywood. Haywood, right side, Osten. Osten to Teets. Teets, 15-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Brookice. 4:40 remaining first half. Dort College down 5, 26-21. Brookice at the top of the key. Drives. Nothing there. Right elbow. Kick out pass. Bone. Bone, three. No good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman over the basketball. Newman on the block. Unable to get the turnaround to go. As she pivoted and fired it up, hit it off the heel. Rebound controlled by Haywood. Haywood, left side it goes, Osten. Osten, a quick three. This time she hits it. Osten with her second three tonight. The Dort College defenders trail 29-21. Brookice, left side, comes back over to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Picks up her dribble. She's pinned on the baseline. Double team. Gets it away to Hulst. Hulst layup good. Micah Hulst with the 2-point basket. Micah Hulst makes it 29-23. Dort College down. Jumper from the top of the key. Two-pointer. A long two-pointer that time for the Mustangs. And knocking that one down was Leanne Osten. Osten with 10 points. 31-23, Morningside in front by 8. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Leanne Osten. Osten picks up her second personal. Our score. Dort College trailing Morningside by 8, 3:25 and counting. Mustangs on defense. Skelhaas with it, used up her dribble, comes into Cook. And Cook has called for the travel violation. Trying to do some quick bookkeeping at the same time. Failed to do so. We've got to resume play. Morningside basketball. With it is Ackerman. Ackerman back into the game. She comes right side. Three, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice quickly up the floor. Kayla with it. Goes right side. Bowen, Van Dyke. Van Dyke right wing. Cross court pass. Skelhaus with it. Skelhaus with it on the left side. And we've got a hand check called on the Mustangs and Lacey Lehman. Lehman whistled for the personal. 1-1 time for the defenders. So Skelhaus will shoot a 1-1. Jasmine held scoreless thus far. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming, averaging 4.6 points per ball game. Second free throw by Skelhaus is good. Skelhaus makes them both. And the Dort College defenders trail 31-25. Mustang basketball. Ackerman puts it on the floor. Hard drive with the left hand shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Teets. Teets put back. Good. Teets with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 33-25. Skelhaus right side. Bone. Bone with the basketball. Back over to Cook. Cook at the top of the key. Newman. Newman free throw line. Back to Cook. Jamie outside. It goes Skelhaus. Skelhaus jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Teets. Teets to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Ackerman goes right side. They give it up to Lehman. Lehman in between the circles. She goes to Teets. Teets facing up 12 feet out on the left side. Comes back to Wallenberg. Wallenberg has her pocket picked by Brookice. Here comes Dort College. 2 minutes remaining in the half. Dort College trailing 33-25. Skelhaus out front with it. Picks up her dribble. Goes high post. Newman. Newman puts it up, shot off the glass, too strong, no good. It dances on the rim and falls out. Here comes Morningside Ackerman. Ackerman up the right side with it. Ackerman hard drive with the right hand, lays it up, good. Ackerman with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead, a trail, I should say, 35-25. Newman with a basketball, picks up her dribble. Emily Newman gets it in to Cook. Cook to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, right side, Bone. Bone, three, got it. Danelle Bowen, her third three. She's got 11 points. Dort College trails by 7, 35-28. 1:10 remaining. With the right side is Ackerman. Ackerman gives it up. Three-pointer, reining it in herself is Michaela Augustine. Augustine with the three-point basket. Morningside leads it by 10, 38-28. We're under a minute left to play in the first half. Newman passes left side Brookice. Brookice will pull the trigger for three. She hits it. Kayla Brookice with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 38-31. 37-31, beg your pardon. That was just a two, evidently, moments ago for Augustine. 37-31, jumper by Teets is good. She's got six. 39-31, 30 seconds remaining. Shot clock is at 27, 3 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Left side Cook, Cook, Newman, Newman, layup good. Emily Newman with a two-point basket. She makes it 39-33. Morningside can hold for the final shot, and it looks like they will. 15 seconds, 12 now, 10. Right side goes to Wallenberg. Wallenberg out front, Augustine. Augustine, three, and she hit it. Augustine with the three-point basket, and the Morningside Mustangs have a 42-33 lead as we go to the locker room. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails Morningside, 42-33 at the half. Dort College has trailed almost from the outset. They did lead at 3-0, and again at 5-3. Morningside took the lead for good in the first half at 6-5 and extended the lead to as many as 10. That came at 19-9. Dort College was able to cut the lead down to 4 at 23-19. Morningside extended the lead back up to 8 and 9 points again before the Dort College defenders made a run back to get it to 6 at 35-29. But the Mustangs go into the locker room up 42-33 at halftime. Dort College unofficially, led by Donnell Bone with 11 points. Well, the Mustangs are topped by Lexi Ackerman with 12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the scoring for the first half of basketball right after this. Through one half of basketball, Door College 11 of 29 from the floor for 38%, 5 for 12 on threes, 42%, 6 for 6 on free throws, 100%. Morningside 15 of 32 from the floor, 47%, 5 of 11 on threes, 46%, 7 of 7 on free throws, 100%. Morningside out rebounding Door College thus far 19 to 16. Turnovers, Door College 13, Morningside 12. Door College is led by Donnell Bones, 11 points, 3 for 6 from the 3-point line, 2 for 2 on free throws, 8 points for Kayla Brookice, and then you've got 4 for Jessica Jelsma, and then Micah Hulst, Emily Newman, Abby Chapman, Kara Van Dyke, Jasmine Skelhaas all have 2 points apiece. For the Mustangs, Lexi Ackerman with 12 points. She's 3 for 5 from the floor, 5 for 5 on free throws, 10 points for Leanne Osten. 7 for Allison Bachman, 6 for Jessica Teets, 5 for Michaela Augustine, and 2 for Lacey Lehman. Kayla Brookice leads Door College with 4 rebounds. Robin Blunt has 3. For Morningside, Ashlyn Meal has 7 rebounds, 5 for Jessica Teets, 3 for Jordan Wallenberg, 2 for Sarah Haywood. Ashlyn Meal has a team-high 4 assists. Door College is topped by Jasmine Skelhaas and Kara Van Dyke with 2 assists. Kayla Brookice has a team-high 3 steals. Emily Newman has 2. Allison Bachman also with 3 steals for the Mustangs. And Jessica Teets has credit for 1 blocked shot. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 42-33. Morningside with a 9-point advantage. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at some of the scores from around the conference right after this. Either at halftime or near halftime, here are the scores from around the conference in women's basketball. Hastings leads Nebraska Wesleyan 43-23. Concordia over Midland 40-33. Dakota Wesleyan over Northwestern 32-29 in women's play. And Briarcliff and Mount Marty are tied up 35-35. At halftime of their Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball game. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Potty Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering potty and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with second half action from Sioux City right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Morningside basketball with it on the right side is Osten. Osten goes high post to Ackerman. Ackerman high low to Mule. Mule two-point basket is good. Two-point basket for Mule, and the Door College defenders trail 44-33. With the basketball in the backcourt is Brookice. Gets through the token pressure put on by the Mustangs. Skelhaas will set it up. Morningside in a 2-3 zone, might have actually been a 1-1-3 as it started out, but it flattens out. Morningside on defense, Van Dyke with it, short corner. Kara has the basketball. Her pass out front is deflected and taken away by Ackerman. Ackerman driving in with a right hand, layup good. Let's see, Ackerman with 14 points, and the Defenders have surrendered back-to-back field goals by the Mustangs, and Morningside has opened up a 13-point advantage. Jelsma to Brookice. Brookice dumps it down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke, turnaround. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Mustangs have it. Ackerman. Ackerman gets it across the timeline to Osten. Osten with it. Osten has it on the right wing. Pass comes left side. With it is Bachman. Bachman dumps it down low. Teets. Teets back outside. Three on the way is good for Osten. Osten with the three-pointer. And Morningside has scored seven unanswered to open the second half of play. 49-33, Morningside leads. And Coach Craig Steensma wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Door College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Door College uses the timeout to talk things over. Their second 30-second timeout taken tonight. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Kayla Brookice hits a three out of the timeout. She buries one from the left wing, and the North College defenders trail at 49-36. Mustang basketball, right wing is Osten. Osten gives it up on the elbow, comes outside to Ackerman. Ackerman answering with a three of her own. She's going to be a handful for the next 3.5 years. She's got 17 points, and the North College defenders trail 52-36. Foul called on the defensive pressure by the Mustangs. Well, it would appear to me that Coach Jamie Sale has found a gem in Lexi Ackerman, the freshman out of Central Lyon. 16 points for her. And the Door College defenders have the basketball, trying to chip away at this 16-point advantage. Brookice with the basketball, goes into the corner, Bone. Bone tries to feed it underneath to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has it swiped away out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. Beg your pardon, North College basketball. It was last touched by the Mustangs. North College to throw it in. Kayla Brookice to trigger it. Left corner, about at the three-point line. Brookice looking to throw it in. Pass over the top is picked off by Ackerman. Ackerman passes it ahead to Osten. Osten layup good. Osten with 15, and the Mustangs have opened up a 54-36 advantage. Life getting difficult right now for the defenders. Let's see if they can regroup. Skelhaus passes right side over to Bone. Bone, Skelhaus, Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice in the corner. Comes back up front, Bone. Bone, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken down by Mule. Mule with the basketball back over to Ackerman. Ackerman will bring it up to the middle of the floor. She stops on the left elbow. Backdoor cut. Layup is good. Allison Bachman with a two-point basket, and the Mustangs have opened up a 56-36 advantage. They've outscored Dort College 14-3 to start the second half. That's in 3 minutes of action. Skelhaus comes right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Brookice. Brookice will put up the quick three. She hits it. Kayla Brookice with 14 points. Dort College trails 46-39. Dort College has scored enough, it seems. They just haven't been able to put together defensive stops. Teets tries to pass it off to Mule. Dort College gets a stop. Van Dyke with a steal on the tip pass as the interior pass was taken away by the defenders. Skelhaus with it on the right wing. Into the corner, Brookice. Another three. No good. Too strong. And a fight for the basketball, and Brookice fouls Ackerman in the process. Foul's going to go on Brookice, and Kayla Brookice picks up her third personal foul. 16:36 remaining. Dort College on defense. Morningside will bring it up. Taking it across the half-court stripe is Ackerman. Ackerman in between the circles. Lexi Ackerman still has her dribble. Picks up the dribble. She passes right side Osten. Osten looking. Comes back over to Ackerman. Ackerman will penetrate. Kicks it right side Osten. Osten with it. Back over to Ackerman. Ackerman, live pass over the top. Teets. Teets shot no good. Mule gets the offensive rebound. Kicks it outside. Teets middle of the lane. Her shot is good. Teets finally ended up with the ball middle of the lane. She gets the short shot to go. Morningside leads it 58-39. Skelhaus to Newman. Newman with it on the left wing. Newman back to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side, Bone. Bone to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, free throw line. Comes over to Newman. Newman deep right corner. Comes back out front, Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Bone. Bone with the ball. Danelle Bone passes left side. to Brookice. Brookice all the way down to the baseline. Her reversal back over to Bone. Bone, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Osten. Osten with the basketball. Osten has it out front. She passes right side, Ackerman. Ackerman, three, good. Ackerman with 20 points tonight. Morningside has opened up a 61-39 advantage. York College forced to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Inbounds pass comes to Kayla Brookice. Here comes North College. Brookice with it across the timeline. Has her pocket picked. She's stripped. Osten comes up with it. Osten with a layup. Good. Leanne Osten makes it 63-39. Morningside has erupted for 21 points here in the first 5 minutes of the second half. That is hard to combat. With it goes Cook. Jamie Cook outside to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Danelle Bone picks up her dribble, passes back over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball, goes to Newman. Newman with it at the free throw line. Comes back over to Bone. Bone, three, fails to draw iron, while just barely grazes the iron. It's taken by Brookice. Brookice to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, right wing, double teamed. Kim has the basketball, comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, high post, Newman. Newman at the free throw line, nothing there. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. 14:20 remaining in the ballgame. North College trailing 63-39. Kim Cruz driving in. The shot goes, but they'll wave it off. Foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on Morningside and Leanne Osten. Osten has picked up her third personal. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Morningside on defense as the defenders throw it in and get it into Emily Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman passes it over to Cruz. Cruz gets around the defense, stops. Mule comes to meet her. Shot is up and down by Cruz. Cruz with the three-point play opportunity. And the North College defenders trail 63-41. Cruz was met by Mule. Mule, though, commits a foul. And the North College defenders get a three-point play. They get a three-point play from Kim Cruz. Cruz with 3 points. With the basketball, right side, the Mustangs. Mustangs give it up to Mule. Mule's shot is good. Michael Holst has called for the personal foul as Mule got free underneath. Mule will go to the free throw line to try for the three-point play opportunity. So the three-point play for the right-handed free thrower, and she knocks it down. 78% free throw shooter, she's got five. And the North College defenders trail it 66-42 as the two teams exchange three-point plays. Put it on the right side. Cruz, back over to Chapman. Abby Chapman in the ballgame for the first time in the second half. Driving is Cruz, picks up her dribble, kicks it over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with it at the top of the key. She comes back over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Abby Chapman, jumper from 10, right baseline is good. Abby Chapman, the Arvada, Colorado native, knocks it down. North College trails 66-44. Steal by Blunt, it's deflected, picked up by Ackerman. Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman passes left side to Anderson, and Anderson travels with it. Colleen Anderson whistled for the travel violation, and the North College defenders will get the basketball on the turnover. Inbounding the ball will be North College and Emily Newman. Newman to throw it in. Newman gets the ball middle of the floor to Holst. Holst has it swiped away, and it's stolen by the Mustangs and Augustine. Augustine, layup good. Michaela Augustine with 7, and the North College defenders trail it 66-46. Coming up the floor with the basketball on the right side is Kim Cruz. Cruz stops, turns, gives over to Newman. Newman right side, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball down to the baseline, same spot she was moments ago when she knocked down that shot. This time she fires it back outside Newman. Newman back over to Cruz. Cruz, Chapman. Chapman underneath. It goes to Hulst. Hulst shot, no good. Rebound taken by Blunt. Blunt gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman to Blunt. Blunt fires it underneath, and it's taken away by Morningside. Mustangs with the basketball. Coming up with it is Sarah Haywood. They go into the right corner. Morningside with the basketball. Down to the baseline is Teets, and we've got a foul called on the play against Micah Hulst. Hulst has picked up her third personal foul. Inbounding the basketball for the Mustangs will be Sarah Haywood. Skelhaus is in, Cruz is out. Blunt is out as well. Checking in, Kayla Burkeis. 12:16 left to go in regulation. Morningside in front. Ball's inbounded to Haywood, and we've got a baseline out-of-bounds violation called on Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. With a ball in the backcourt is Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Newman. Newman with it across the timeline. Newman stops, pivots on the right wing, fires it outside Brookice. Ball fake, drives in, floater, right, left hand side with the right hand, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Morningside. Mustangs up and running. With it is Augustine. Augustine to Teets. Teets shot, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Jessica Teets will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Jessica Teets. So two free throws coming. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Teets. Teets averaging 8 points per ball game. She's got 9 right now. Jamie Cook and Kara Van Dyke check into the ball game. Micah Hulst and Emily Newman check out. Teets misses the second free throw attempt. Here comes Dort College. Skelhaus with the basketball at half court. Skelhaus with it on the right wing. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Chapman. Chapman on the left side. Comes back over to Cook. Cook to Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside. They swing it left side, Chapman. Chapman thought about the three. Didn't have time to get the shot off. Cook comes back over to Brookice. Looking down low for Van Dyke. And Van Dyke has it swatted away from behind. Here comes Morningside. Mustangs up and running with the basketball. Right side is Haywood. Haywood back over to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. She gives it up to Augustine. Augustine driving in. They dump it off. Short jumper is good for Teets. Teets with 11. Dort College trails 71-44. Mustangs in control of this one. Running away here in the second half. First 10 minutes of the second half, they have flexed their muscle. With it, it goes Cook. Cook squares up, puts it up, and she's fouled from behind by Teets. Teets picks up the personal. I believe that's her first. And Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two. .10:46 remaining. First free throw is up and good for Cook. 71-45, our score. Checking out of the ball game for Morningside is Anderson. Another free throw on the way for Cook. This one's up and good. Jamie Cook makes both free throws, averaging 11.8 points per game. Scoring has become more difficult, though, while they're playing with that splint on her right hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlet pass over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it up Brookice. Brookice will stop, pop. Three-pointer, good. Kayla Brookice with 17 points, and the defenders trail 71-49. 10:29 left to play in the ballgame. Morningside basketball. They give it up out front. Pass left side over to Augustine. Augustine to Lehman. Lehman with the basketball. Swing pass. Three-pointer on the way by Augustine. Misses everything right, no good. But we've got a foul on the play called against Morningside on the rebound. Foul's going to go on the Mustangs and Jordan Wallenberg. believe that's number two on her. Wallenberg picks up the personal. Van Dyke gets it up to Bone. Bone with it across the timeline. Bone picks up her dribble. Comes back right side, Skelhaus. Ball fake left. Drives right. Cut off. Van Dyke. Swing pass left side, Brookice. Brookice. Ball fake. Tries to thread the needle. Does to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke misses the shot. It's partially blocked. Rebound taken down by Wallenberg. And now a tie-up on the play. Jump ball called. It will be an alternating possession. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Cook gets it in to Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Bone over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the left side. Comes to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Donnell with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Looking. Comes back right side to Cook. Cook, Skelhaus. Skelhaus three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Morningside. Mustangs up and running. Sarah Haywood, long pass into the front court. Layup is good. Augustine with a two-point basket. She's got nine by my count. Morningside leads at 73-49. Jamie Cook with the basketball. Cook fires it into the corner. Bone. Bone, they close out on her. Bone will bring it back to the top of the key with the dribble. Morningside in that zone defense that has given Dort College so much trouble. Comes back to Skelhaus. Her long three, good. Jasmine hits the long three. She's got five, and the defenders trail 73-52. 73-52, our score. 8:39 remaining. Morningside basketball. They pass out front to Sarah Haywood. Haywood dumps it down low for Teets. Teets tries to pass out of the double team, and a foul called on the defenders. Foul called on Dort College and Jamie Cook. So Cook whistled for the personal foul. Team foul number five on the defenders. Inbounding will be Lexi Ackerman, who's just checked back in for the Mustangs. Ackerman looking for the backdoor cut. She's unable to get open. Leanne Osten with it. Osten feeds it off to Wallenberg. Wallenberg with a drive, right hand, good. Jordan Wallenberg with her first two. And the Dort College defenders trail 75-52. Morningside has scored 33 points in the second half through the first 12 minutes. They have slowed up. Those first 5 minutes were not good for the defenders. Brookice, three-pointer, rims around and falls out. Dort College coming back the other way with the basketball. Dort College on defense, I should say. Ackerman. Ackerman goes left side. Comes back to Wallenberg. Wallenberg with the basketball. She drives right hand. Her shot no good. Rebound taken down by Teets. Teets' shot no good. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Jessica Teets fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 7:46 remaining in this ballgame. Morningside 75. Dort College 52. Morningside is averaging 85 points per ballgame. But as we said in the pregame show, they started slow this year by their standards. They picked up three losses in a row. Now, some of that was due to scheduling. You play the likes of Concordia and Northwestern and Midland. When Midland was playing very well in a row, you're going to pick up some losses in all likelihood. It's just that Morningside normally would win two out of those three. This year, a little different, though, is a few more new faces and moving parts. And now ball deflected by Morningside. Morningside, Augustine. Augustine passes it off. Goes to Leanne Osten. Osten, layup good. Looks like right now Morningside has those moving parts moving in the right direction, though. They lead at 78-52. 78-52, our score. Morningside in front. Cook tries to reverse it over to Bone, and Dort College turns it over on the cross-court pass. Morningside with the basketball. Left side, Ackerman. She'll let fly with another three from the wing. This time it's no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Brookice. Here comes Dort College. 7 minutes remaining. Brookice kicks it left side. Bone. Bone ball fake. Drives. Kicks it out front to Skelhaus. Skelhaus leaves the three-pointer short. And here come the Morningside Mustangs. Ackerman with it. Ackerman in between the circles. She passes into the corner. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-pointer by Augustine. Augustine with 12. And the defenders nearly turn it over. on the ensuing play. Morningside has stretched the lead out to 81-52. Teets checks out of the ball game for the Mustangs. Dort College will inbound on the baseline, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Skelhaas. Jasmine to throw the ball in. Jasmine gets the ball inbounded to Michael Holst. Holst to Bone. Bone, right side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice to Jelsma, posting up. She tries to pass it over to Micah Hulse. Ball deflected, picked up by Bone. Back over to Skelhaas. And Skelhaas is bumped on the play by Ackerman. Ackerman picks up her first personal, I believe. Beg your pardon, that's number two on Lexi Ackerman. Team foul number six on the Mustangs in this half. Next free throw will send Dort College to the bonus. Brookice passes right side, Bone. Bone, three-pointer, no good. Too strong. Now a jump ball. No, it's going to be a foul on the rebound called on Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst picks up her fourth personal. And team foul number seven on the defenders. So 1-1 coming here for Morningside and Leanne Osten. Oh, this is going to be Wallenberg instead. I thought it was 15 going to the free throw line. It's going to be number 24 instead, Jordan Wallenberg. Wallenberg, 1-1. It's good. Another one on the way. 3 points for Wallenberg. Morningside has stretched the lead up to 30 at 82-52. Another free throw coming. This one's up. In and out, no good. So Dort College with a rebound. Taking it away was Hulst. Into the front court is Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. Right side, Bone. Bone, left side, Brookice. Brookice, cross-court pass to Bone. Bone with the basketball. She comes right side, gets the return pass, bounce pass, fed inside to Hulst. It's down on the ground. Picked up by Hulst. Reversal, Skelhaas. Skelhaas, ball fake left side, shot no good. Rebound, tracked down by Brookice, unable to come away with it. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Kim Cruz will check into the ballgame. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Pass intended for Ashley Schroeder. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Jelsma. Jelsma left side to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz comes back outside to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Kim Cruz to Chapman. Chapman three. Good. Abby Chapman with the three-point basket. She's got seven. And the Dort College defenders trail 82-55. Morningside comes back right side. Augustine. Augustine. They feed it left wing to Schroeder. Three-pointer no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst with the basketball gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Chapman comes back over to Cruz. Cruz will put up the three. Missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Wallenberg. Wallenberg to Ackerman. Ackerman, long pass into the front court. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball, 82-55, Morningside in front. Mustangs inbound the basketball. With it is Haywood. Haywood to Augustine. Augustine back to Ackerman. Ackerman to Haywood. Haywood right side, Augustine. Augustine shot no good. Rebound controlled by Haywood. Haywood's pass through the lane, deflected, picked off by Haywood. Haywood comes up with it. She passes through the baseline, Schroeder. Schroeder's jumper no good from 15. Outlet pass over to Cruz. Cruz comes up with it. Kim Cruz will bring it into the front court for the defenders. Kim with the right side, Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman trying to feed Newman, and the ball goes back to Morningside. Another turnover by the defenders. Too many turnovers in this ball game for the Dort College defenders. I'm going to imagine they're going to be upwards of 25 by the time this one's all said and done. Augustine up front to Haywood. And Jelsmus called for a foul out front. Morningside will shoot free throws in the form of Sarah Haywood. Haywood shooting one in the bonus. Kim Cruz will check out of the ballgame. So 1-1 coming here for Haywood. The free throw is no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the ball. Bringing it up will be Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Jessica setting the offense. She passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman to Jelsma. Jelsma, Abby Chapman. Chapman looking down low. Finds Micah Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the play. Micah will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Team foul number 7 on the Mustangs. It's foul number 1 on Ashley Schroeder. So the free throw on the way for Hulst. Knuckleballs it up there, no good. Coming away with the offensive rebound is Robin Blunt. Blunt over to Jelsma. Jelsma in traffic, and she is fouled on the play. And Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot one and the bonus. .82-55 our score. Free throw by Jelsma is good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw for Jelsma. This one's up and good as well. So Jelsma makes them both. She's averaging 4.4 points per game. She's got 6 this evening. Dort College trails 82-57. And going back the other way, we've got a foul called on the defenders on the penetration by Morningside. 1-1 opportunity coming for the Mustangs. This will be Sarah Haywood shooting another 1-1. And that's foul number 5 called on Micah Hulst. So Hulst will foul out with 3:20 remaining in this ballgame. Hulst fouls out with a pair of points. Kara Van Dyke is back in the game. Robin Blunt, Abby Chapman, Emily Newman, and Jessica Jelsma also on the floor with her. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Haywood. Haywood with another free throw coming. 83-57, Dort College down. This was a 42-33 ball game at halftime. Second free throw, no good. Rebound corralled by Van Dyke. Outlet pass over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma passes left side over to Chapman. Chapman back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Chapman. Chapman with it. Left side. Has her dribble. Cross-court pass over to Jelsma. Jelsma feeds it down low for Ashley Schroeder. Schroeder, her pass, or she takes it away, gives it up to Haywood. Haywood, right side. Come back over on the wing. Three-pointer is good by Haywood. Haywood with 4. And the defenders trail 86-57. 2:40 remaining in this ballgame. Pass left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Newman. Newman, turnaround in the lane is good. Emily Newman with a 2-point basket. She's got 4. And the defenders trail 86-59. Travel violation called on the Mustangs and Mandy Osborne. Osborne turns it over. Dort College will have the basketball. Van Dyke to throw it in. Van Dyke in front of the scorer's table. Gives it to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma to Newman. Newman to Blunt. Blunt over to Chapman. Chapman jumper, corner, no good. Rebound deflected and picked off by Morningside. Mustangs have it. Now 1-1. Free throw situation coming for the Mustangs and Sarah Haywood. Haywood shooting 1-1 with 2:11 remaining. It will be Morningside shooting free throws. Free throw is up. Free throw, no good. Second free throw is up and good as well. And the Mustangs lead it 87-59. Driving through the lane is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a two-point basket. Kara Van Dyke now with 4 points. And the Mustangs lead it 87-61. Left side, jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming up with it is Jelsma. Jelsma over to Blunt. Blunt into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 87-61. Free throws on the way for Robin Blunt. Blunt's first free throw, no good. Checking into the ballgame for Dort College, Shay DeAger. Also, we have Paige Angbers in the contest for the defenders. Out front, three-pointer, no good by Mandy Osborne. And stepping on the baseline out of bounds is Ashley Schroeder. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College trails 87-61. And Abby Chapman passes it over to Emily Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up to Angbers. Angbers over to Chapman. Chapman shot no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Mustangs will bring it up. Mustangs with the ball. Mustangs on the right side with it is Haywood. Haywood throws it away. Well, the ball is tipped by Robin Blunt. Out of bounds. It will be Morningside basketball. 58.9 seconds remaining. And Morningside has the basketball. Sarah Haywood setting the offense. Driving right-hand side. Layup is up and good. Two-point basket for the Mustangs. Scoring on that play for the Mustangs was Chelsea Vaness. Vaness with the two-point basket. Vaness gets the return pass. He's going to drive the lane, puts it up, blocked. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Robin Blunt with the basketball for the defenders. Robin passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman feeds it into DeAger. DeAger underneath Newman. Newman puts it up. It's partially blocked. Rebound taken away. Blunt. Blunt drives the lane, passes it off to DeAger. DeAger loses the handle on it. And the Mustangs are racing back the other way, leading 89-61, and they're going to dribble out the clock. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Morningside Mustangs take the final of 89-61 over the Dort College defenders this evening in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Mustangs led it at halftime, 42-33. And the Dort College defenders were unable to get things going early in the second half. Mustangs raced out to a 21-6 advantage in terms of second half scoring and end up sliding in for the win of 89-61. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders drop to 8-9 for the season. 2-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Morningside Mustangs improved to 14-4 and 5-3. The Dort College defenders' next action will be on Saturday when they face Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference action from the DeWitt Gymnasium. You'll be able to hear that game on KDCR 88.5 FM. For the Morningside Mustangs, just around the corner, they have a contest on Saturday as well. And let's double check who they are facing on Saturday. They will be hosting the Doan College Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. on Saturday. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, they put plenty of time up on the clock, so we'll have an extended pregame show and postgame show. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break. We'll be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. Here are the numbers from today's women's college basketball game. Dort College trailed 42-33 at halftime. Morningside outscored Dort College 47-28 in the second half on the way to an 89-61 final. Dort College falls to 8-9, 2-7. Morningside 14-4 overall, 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort College defenders tonight, 20-56 from the floor for 35.7%, 10-30 on three-pointers, 33.3%, 11-13 on free throws, 84.6%. For the Mustangs, they were 33-62 from the floor, 53.2%, 10-23 on free three-pointers, that is, 43.5%, 13-19 on free throws, 68.4%. Morningside out-rebounds Dort College 38-34. Turnovers, Dort College 25, Morningside 18. Dort College was led in scoring this evening by Kayla Brookeis with 17 points. She was 6-12 from the floor, 5-9 on three-pointers. 11 points for Danelle Bone, 3-9 from the three-point line, 2-2 on free throws. 7 points for Abby Chapman, 6 points for Jessica Jelsma. 4 of 5 points for Jasmine Skelhaas, 4 for Kara Van Dyke, 4 for Emily Newman, 3 for Kim Cruz, 2 each for Micah Hulst and Jamie Cook. For the Morningside Mustangs, Lexi Ackerman with 20 points, 6 of 9 from the floor, 3-4 on threes, 5-5 from the free throw line. She also dished out 8 assists. 19 points for Leanne Osten. She was 8-10 from the floor, 3-4 on three-pointers. Jessica Teets had 12 points, 5-9 from the floor. 9 points for Allison Bachman. 5 points each for Ashlyn Mule and Sarah Haywood. 12 points off of the bench for Michaela Augustine. 3 for Jordan Wallenberg. 2 for Chelsea Vaness. 2 for Lacey Lehman, for their total of 89 points. Kayla Brookeis led Dort College with 7 rebounds. Robin Blount also ended up with 7 rebounds. 5 rebounds for Micah Hulst. 5 for Kara Van Dyke. 3 for Jessica Jelsma. And 2 each for Jasmine Skelhaas and Danelle Bone. For the Mustangs, they were topped by Ashlyn Mill with 9 rebounds, 8 for Jordan Wallenberg, 6 for Jessica Teets, 5 for Sarah Haywood. Dort College was led in assists by Kara Van Dyke and Jasmine Skelhaas with 3 assists apiece, 2 assists for Emily Newman and Jeannie Cook. 3 steals for Kayla Brookeis, 3 steals for Kara Van Dyke, 2 steals for Emily Newman. For the Morningside Mustangs, they were led by Lexi Ackerman with 8 assists, 4 assists for Ashlyn Mule, 3 for Leanne Osten, and 2 each for Allison Bachman and Lacey Lehman. Lexi Ackerman, Leanne Osten, Sarah Haywood, and Colleen Anderson all had 2 steals. Michaela Augustine and Allison Bachman had 3 steals each for the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside credited with 19 steals. So 19 of Dort College's 25 turnovers today were via the steal by the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside defeats Dort College in women's play 89-61. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap-up. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender women's basketball team falls to Morningside 89-61 in women's basketball play. Hastings, a winner over Nebraska Wesleyan earlier tonight, 88-61. Concordia led Midland, and it looked like they were going to win with about 3 minutes remaining. They led by 12. Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern locked up in a close one in Orange City. That was a three-point lead for Northwestern with less than 5 minutes to go. And Briarcliff was up on Mount Marty with about 2.5 minutes left to go in that game, 71-63. As those scores become final, we'll pass them along to you. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me now as the Dort College Defenders tripped up by the Morningside Mustangs this evening, 89-61. And Coach Steensma, your team, for I thought the first 7, 8, 9 minutes, handled the pressure by Morningside. Didn't get as many shots to drop as you would like, but all in all, you were only down, it felt like 15-9, something like that. Those first 7 or 8 minutes, you did what you needed to do.
Yeah, we got a ton of stops, and so that gave us a chance, and we had good shots too, and you know, we went through a stretch in the first half there where we were making a bunch of them. You know, I thought maybe we took a few too many threes, but you got to credit Morningside where they just keep coming after you and harassing you, and they made us into too much of a perimeter team, I felt like. We couldn't get the ball into the high post area as much as we wanted, and we didn't get in the low post area hardly at all, and so, you know, that's disappointing, but something we, you know, really tried to stress is pass fake, bounce it in there. You know, and 25 turnovers is going to get you beat every time at Morningside.
You rebounded better than you did with Concordia. That's got to be something that's a little bit of a bright spot in that you were able to hang with Morningside. The flip side of it is Morningside shot a pretty high percentage from the floor. You didn't have as many rebounds to get.
Right. You know, I don't really see much of a bright side of when you get beat up on the road like this. And, you know, I think Morningside is very good, but you know, we have to be able to step up and stop runs. And, you know, a critical juncture was at the beginning of the second half when they executed three different things and got exactly what they wanted and made three shots. You know, and that just really, really makes you have to fight back. And we had to swing back, and I didn't feel like we did, you know, as much as what we could have at that point. And, you know, you have to keep fighting, and you can't get down, and you have to battle back, and you have to get stops. And we didn't hardly get any stops in the first 12 minutes of the second half. They might have missed a few shots, but mostly they were able to get a shot almost every single time. And, you know, that was our undoing. So, you know, hopefully we can learn something. I'm not sure what from this game, but hopefully we can learn something as we move on and transition to our next game.
Well, that's going to beg the question then, Coach. What can you do as a coach in those situations? Can you prepare for those situations? Is it mental toughness for the women? I'm not asking you to call anybody out or anything like that, but in that kind of situation, what do you do as a coach?
Well, really good teams that have really good players, sometimes you can't prepare for that. But, you know, we tried everything we could to simulate what they do. And I felt like we were organized. I felt like in the half court, they tip it, strip it, knock it away, and, you know, it's just not telegraphing a pass, moving the ball quickly, moving quicker, you know, I think would be better for us. But, you know, obviously those are things as a coach that I'm responsible for, and I take full responsibility.
Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Saturday. You've got 2 days to prepare for a team that has been playing people relatively tough. Now, they got beat up by Hastings this evening, but a lot of people are getting beat up by Hastings. You look at it on paper and you think, okay, home game, but this is still a game where you're going to have to come out and perform and play well.
Right, yeah, there's no give-me's, you know, and especially for us, it's great to be at home, but at the same, you know, token, Nebraska Wesleyan is a quality team. They've seen quality teams all year, and so, yeah, we'll just turn the page, try to learn something from this one, and try to get ready for Saturday.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about tonight's matchup between Dort College and Morningside in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball play. Again, the final score, Morningside 89, Dort College 61. We'll take one more break, check in with the scores from around the conference that we have, and then we will jump into the men's preparation. Dort College versus Morningside, the men's teams on the floor here at the Rosenverdorn Sports Complex. getting set for tonight's men's conference contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, let us settle. He'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Scores from across the conference, the two finals, Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan, 88-61, Morningside over Dort, 89-61 in women's play. Men's also in women's play. Looks like Northwestern's going to hang on to defeat Dakota Wesleyan. It's now 79-70. Northwestern in front with under 2 minutes to go. Briar Cliff leads Mount Marty with less than a minute left to go, 75-69. And I don't have a Concordia Midland score at this point. Concordia was up 12. I believe the last time I saw the score, they were up 78-65 with a minute 20 to go. That one in all likelihood has gone final at this point. So it looks like the winner is in all likelihood established in several games across the conference, but they still have to go final. So we will call that a wrap of the women's basketball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll jump into the men's contest right after this.